WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The southeast U.S. was covered by some thin cirrus clouds over the weekend, and that cirrus produced a number of outstanding sundogs. I can't say that I've ever heard a sundog bark, but I've seen plenty of them, sometimes in pairs. A sundog is either of two colored luminous spots that appear at roughly 22 degrees on both sides of the sun. They are caused by the refraction of sunlight passing through ice crystals. They are most commonly seen during winter in the middle latitudes and are exclusively associated with cirriform clouds. Sundogs typically, but not exclusively, appear when the sun is low, near the sunrise and sunset times, and the atmosphere is filled with ice crystals forming cirrus clouds, but diamond dust and ice fog can also produce them. Sundogs are often bright white patches of light looking much like the sun, hence another common name, mock sun. Sometimes they exhibit a spectrum of colors ranging from red closest to the sun to a pale bluish tail stretching away from the sun. Red light is refracted less strongly than blue, and so the inner or sunward edges of the sundogs are red-hued. The scientific name for sundogs is parhelia, and sundogs occur worldwide. Sundogs form as sunlight is refracted by hexagonal plate-like ice crystals with diameters larger than 30 micrometers and with their flat faces horizontally oriented. The difference between sundogs and halos is the preferential orientation of the ice crystals through which the light passes before reaching our eyes. If the hexagonal crystals are oriented with their flat faces horizontal, a sundog is observed. But should the hexagonal crystals be randomly oriented, a halo is observed. Plate crystals rarely float exactly horizontal. They wobble, and this wobble increases with crystal size. Wobbly plates produce tall sundogs, and in the more extreme cases, the distinction between a tall sundog and fragments of a 22-degree halo becomes somewhat arbitrary. Well, that's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about weather terms, you can drop them to question@weatherbrains.com.